Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant leap forward, Tripura has become the first state in India to complete all 51 priority areas under the Cabinet Secretariat's National Deregulation Initiative, a feat achieved as recently as May 2026. But why does this matter? It signals a major push towards reducing regulatory burdens on businesses and improving the ease of doing business across Indian states. First, let's understand what the National Deregulation Initiative is all about. It's a Cabinet Secretariat-led program launched in January 2026, distinct from but complementary to the BIT-led Business Reforms Action Plan, or BRAP. The initiative aims to reduce the regulatory burden on businesses, making it easier for them to operate and thrive. What makes this significant is that it's part of a broader effort to enhance the business environment in India, and Tripura's achievement sets a benchmark for other states to follow. Now, let's delve into the key reforms implemented by Tripura. The state expanded its white category industries from 41 to 130. Which means 89 additional industry types can now be set up without needing consent from the State Pollution Control Board. This significantly reduces regulatory entry barriers, making it easier for new industries to start up. It's worth pausing here to note that industries in India are classified based on their pollution potential, with white category industries having zero or negligible pollution, orange category industries having moderate pollution, and red category industries having high pollution. Building on this, Tripura also streamlined 72 services and 14 inspections via the Swagat platform, which is the state's single-window business services portal. This integration means that businesses can now access multiple services and approvals on a single platform, reducing the complexity and time involved in getting necessary clearances. And here is something that surprises many students: the Swagat platform allows for rationalized and risk-based inspections, reducing the number of visits from different departments, which in turn reduces the regulatory burden on businesses. Crucially, Tripura also simplified its land use categories, reducing them from over 100 to just 10. This simplification is major for industrial land acquisition, urban planning permissions, and agricultural land conversion approvals. It makes the process of setting up industries or projects much more straightforward, eliminating unnecessary complexity. Now, let's turn to the broader context of India's ease of doing business framework. The Business Reforms Action Plan, or BRAP, is an annual assessment by DPIT, the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, which evaluates states across over 300 reform checkpoints. This creates a system of peer pressure among states, encouraging them to implement reforms that improve the business environment. It's worth noting that the World Bank discontinued its Doing Business report in 2021, but before that, India had made significant strides, jumping from 142nd in 2014 to 63rd in 2020. It is also important to distinguish between BIT and the Cabinet Secretariat in the context of economic reforms. BIT is under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry and is nodal for FDI policy, BRAP, Make in India, Startup India, and PM Gati Shakti, among other initiatives. The Cabinet Secretariat, on the other hand, plays a key role in coordinating and implementing national initiatives like the National Deregulation Initiative. Now, let us consider the cooperative federalism angle. Tripura's achievement highlights the success of center-state coordination, where states voluntarily implement central recommendations, showcasing a model of cooperative federalism. This is particularly significant for small states like Tripura, with a population of around 4 million, which can often implement reforms faster than larger states due to fewer political economy constraints. And here's something to note: Tripura's reform is part of India's Act East policy and the Northeast Industrial Development Scheme, aimed at attracting investment to the region. The state's strategic location, bordering Bangladesh and Myanmar, gives it a unique advantage for ASEAN connectivity and BIMSTEC trade, making its investment climate particularly attractive. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, Polity and Governance, as it involves deregulation as a governance tool, the role of the Cabinet Secretariat, ease of doing business, single window systems, and cooperative federalism in economic governance. For GS Paper 3, Economy, it relates to investment climate, industry categorization, the role of pollution control boards, and land use reform. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Deregulation Initiative is a Cabinet Secretariat-led program launched in January 2026 with 51 priority areas across Phase I and II, and Tripura is the first state to complete all 51 areas. BIT, or the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, is under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry and is responsible for FDI policy, BRAP, and other initiatives. The BRAP is an annual assessment of states across over 300 reform checkpoints. White category industries, as classified by the Central Pollution Control Board, have zero or negligible pollution potential and do not require consent from the State Pollution Control Board. Remember this number, 130, which is the number of white category industries in Tripura after the expansion. Note this carefully, Tripura borders Bangladesh on three sides and is known for its rubber, tea, and bamboo industries. The state is connected to Bangladesh via the Akhaura-Agartala rail link, which became operational in 2023. In conclusion, Tripura's achievement in completing all 51 priority areas under the National Deregulation Initiative marks a significant step forward in improving the ease of doing business in India, setting an example for other states to follow. This development has broader implications for India's strategic position, particularly in the context of its Act East policy and Northeast Industrial Development Scheme, highlighting the importance of cooperative federalism and regulatory reforms in enhancing the business environment.